In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Psalm 45 is the most interesting psalm in relationship to this gospel. Psalm number 45 starts off, my heart hath poured out a good word. And what this is the declaration of God the Father Almighty about his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who is the good word. When he said, and in the Bible you will read, the Lord spoke only once. How is it that the Lord spoke only once? You hear all of the things that come from the prophets, all of the things that come from the holy ones. The Lord spoke but once. The Lord spoke but once. When he spoke through his Son, the eternal word, it was one voice, one word. You know, when Moses asked who the Lord was, who am I going to tell the people when they ask me, in what authority do you come? The Lord answered him, I am the being. But it's also because of this word, and it's a very important meditation. I am not just the being. I'm not just pure existence. I am the becoming. I am the becoming. Because it's an evolutionary word. It is a word that has life. God is a verb, not a noun. He is in action continuously. And the way that we should look at this now is that there is a great wedding feast. And the feast in which we celebrate is our own wedding. Wedding with the pure bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Nymphaeus. The Lord Jesus Christ has wed us. We are the ones. Now, there is in the Song of Songs a line that says roughly, who is this that is made pure? Who is this that is made pure? And it's a reference to the Holy Virgin, Saint Mary, because she was made pure. She was not pure. She was not pure by creation. She is a daughter of Adam and Eve, and she has need, as do we all, for a life of repentance, a life of confession, a life of communion, and a life of reconciliation. All these through the salvific efforts of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. She is not, as the Roman Catholics might say, co-mediatrix. She is not the co-redeemer. We ask her things as though she were. The problem with speech is that when we come from earth going to heaven, we always make a mistake. We always make a mistake because we are inferring certain characteristics that are common to our being creatures. And we are creatures and not creators. When words come down, it has a much more profound and everlasting and inclusive sense. It does not change. There is not one meditation that has ever been had. There is not one idea that has ever been had that was not first delivered to us by revelation. The Lord revealed himself. He made himself known. All the pieces were there. We put them together like a mosaic. And the clever people have put these things together in a sentential calculus. And so we think of the formulas and we think how great this is. It was always there. The wedding feast of the Lamb we celebrate on the 29th month of Kiyak, the 29th day of, I said Kiyak again, the 29th day of every Coptic month, except for those exceptions when it's in the time of Easter and so on. And it's It's the Lord's nativity, his, first of all, the Annunciation, and then finally, his resurrection. He weds us in all of these three stages. Now, it's funny, because listen to what the psalm says. It says, "Hear, O daughter," and we don't use this, we don't use this in the way that we use English. We are daughters. I am a daughter in this sense. "Hear, O daughter, and see, and incline your ear. Why may this be said to me? Because Jesus Christ took flesh, and now I can see. But before that, it wasn't such. It was, incline your ear, and you will see. Listen. Listen to what the prophets have said." What do we read in Isaiah? Who is going to be born to us? Who is going to be born to us? Listen, the great words of the prophet. They should ring in your ears. Who is it that we are to expect? The disciples came and asked John the Baptist, who is this Jesus? Is this the one? When we look at this through just the filter of the life of the Holy Virgin, we are told, forget your people. Forget your traditions. Forget all the rest that you have heard. Forget your father's house. Forget all of the filial, all of the filial joys and attachments. Forget all of these. What a denuding. It's like a tree that has been shaken, and I don't know if you've ever seen apples or other fruit harvested, but they put a big band around the trunk of the tree, and it goes back and forth, and shaking it, and the ripe apples fall to the earth. It's like that. It's everything has been being taken from, but why? Because the King, the Lord Jesus Christ, has desired your beauty. What is the beauty that we may offer? It is the singular purity of our desire to be with him. You know, when you love somebody, when you really love somebody, you want more than anything to be with that person. When you're tired of that person, and there's many ways to become tired of a person because of certain habits, you find that you are not thinking any longer with your heart, but you were thinking about the conditions of your own desires for that person or with that person. But to love means that when somebody really loves, they love whether you are loved back or not. Most of you don't know what that is like. And it's a very hard lesson to learn. Some of the older women perhaps might, because their children have gone wrong. And as their children have gone wrong, the parent's heart is burning for that child. But the love is not returned properly. And so that's one of the ways in which we do it. But in this sense, it's like, give up everything you know for these things that I am now going to tell you. And someone who is pure is going to listen. And because of that love, they are going to engage. And because of that love, they are going to obey. In Exodus 24, verse 7, the children of Israel say to the Lord after receiving the Torah, "We will do, and then we will understand." When you love, you can do without an explanation. If I tell one of you, "I want you to go do this," the first thing that happens in that person's mind is, why? Why me? Why this? Why is it important? Why now? Why? But when you love, and someone tells you to do something, you move towards that thing immediately. And you don't ask why. I'm so certain that the person who loves me has issued this order that it is going to be good for me, whether or not I understand it. This kind of love is the kind of love that the purity of the Virgin was revealed in when she said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me as you have said." That's purity. And this is what the Lord wishes to be wed to. For us to be the children of God, for us to be the children of God, we have to acknowledge Him as Father. For us to be delivered to the living Son of God as the fitting bridegroom, then we must have this obedience and this purity and this care for everything that is told us. Glory be to His holy name, both now and ever, unto the age of all ages. Amen.